Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, September 14th. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today we're talking MechaCon, which is the Midwest Ethnic Convention for Comics and Arts, with founder and organizer Maya Crown Williams. The convention is this weekend right here in Detroit, and I'm also joined with three authors from MechaCon who are having a book signing event tomorrow at Source Booksellers. The authors are Leah Vernon to talk about her book, Impure, Kenya Moss Dime, author of Daymares, who is a returning guest to Michigan Literary Network Radio, and Zigzag Claiborne, who will talk about his book, The Brothers Jetstream Leviathan. And I believe I've got everybody on the line here. Hello, hello, hello.
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 Zigzag.
Everybody announce yourself. I got Zigzag. Who else is with
me? Got Miss Leah.
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
Kenya's
hello.
Here.
Kenya's here. Okay, very good. Do I have Maya? No, Maya. Okay, well, we're going to wait for Maya, I can say her name, to call in, but I want to welcome everybody. Thank you for being here. Let's go to Leah Vernon. Hello, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing just great.
Good, good, good. I've got a lot of ground to cover with my three authors here. And so, Leah, I'm going to start with you. Your book is Impure, correct?
Yes.
And it is a young adult novel. What is Impure all about?
Well, basically, Impure is a dystopian, futuristic, kind of Afrofuturistic type of novel. It takes place 500 years in the future, where the United States has been separated by a border. A lot of the story following these three young adults takes place in the southern region, which is the lower part of the United States, and is basically ran by the Union of Civilization, which is a very scientific-based African-American society. In this time, they've actually enslaved all Europeans. And just like the cover says, Impure, they also have kind of people who are mixed with white and black. It is illegal, and their parents are killed if they ever mix, and the Impures are also made to work as slaves. So basically, it's a kind of a blurring of lines of who's right and who's wrong in the society.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reader has to kind of say, like, are you with the white rebels for being enslaved, even though they enslaved us? Or are you with the African Americans who don't want to be enslaved again? So it's really a fun read. It's very fast paced, very action packed, and it's for young adults and adults alike to enjoy. So,
right. I'm so glad that you said that it's for adults alike, because it's such a deep topic. And I know, you know, young adults is a wide age range, but it's a really deep topic, and you've got this wonderfully futuristic world. Where did you draw from to come up with that particular world?
Well, during the time I was in my master's program, I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do with life. All I know is that I needed to get stories out and get them out for people of color to read and enjoy sci-fi like everyone else does. You know, I'm an avid sci-fi reader, and a lot of the authors that I like are older white males or older white women who are only coming from, okay, well, they're going to only be Caucasians in the future. There's not going to be anyone else in the future. So I went off of that, just that feeling that I needed to do something great in that arena. I work with my mentor, Taylor Pilates, who also published with Scheiman and Schuster. And he just basically kind of guided me and kind of laid the foundation of how I should do this and how I should execute this, because this is something that's like, it could be offensive to some people. Like, oh, my God, African-Americans are enslaving Europeans. Oh, my God, right? So, so basically I kind of drew kind of like what's happening in our current world and putting a futuristic spin on it, putting the mystical elements into it. So, I don't know. It just kind of came to me. I don't know. It's weird. It's kind of hard to explain, but it just kind of came to me.
Yeah, you know what? I like that you went in and you filled a gap. You said what you said was, I knew I had to get my stories out. And I love that you knew you had to do that in the midst of, you know, not really knowing what you wanted to do with your life, but this was at least one of the things. And you filled a gap for yourself in the reading world because you didn't see yourself, your people fully represented in sci-fi, which is what you love. And I think that's a great way to go.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. And so I've got to keep moving, and I'm going to back up a little bit because I do have Maia Crown Williams here. So I want to thank you, Leah. Don't go away. Don't get off the line because I'm going to come back to you. But I've got everybody here in Maia. Welcome. Welcome.
Peace, Queen. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am overly busy. I'm overly busy.
Ridiculous. Of course you are.
Yes, ma'am.
It's coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
It's coming up. So I wanna continue this conversation about MechaCon because I've started with Leah, and I want to talk with you about it. And I want to let's make it clear, Maia, what is MechaCon? Because you're bringing these authors together and a whole bunch of people. What is MechaCon?
Okay, MechaCon, Mecca is Midwest Ethnic Convention for Comics and Arts. This is our third year. Our first year was 2014. It is a comic book convention, it is an art convention, and it is an international black film festival held here in Detroit at Detroit Public Library. It's September 17th. Everything is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're asking for a $6 donation upstairs and $6 donation downstairs, or $10 for the whole thing altogether. And it's all donation. You're not required to pay. You would make me feel better if you did, but it's not a requirement. It's not a requirement to come. We don't turn anyone down, nor does Detroit Public Library. It is a comic. It is mostly a comic con. We center it on black and POC creator comic books and everything in between. I've been throwing comic book conventions for about 6 years now in the city of Detroit, anywhere from the one I used to throw a long time ago to Black Comic Book Day and now MechaCon. So, yeah, I've been doing this for a little while now. The convention that I have, which is MechaCon, we focus on prominent creators from all across the United States. I don't believe in seat fillers. I don't want to just take someone's money and just have just anybody. I always go out of my way to try to get some of the best creators around because I want to make sure that people who aren't familiar as much with black comics or black indie comics to make sure that they are just as impressed when they go to Motor City Comic Con or Novi, the one in Novi and all that, or YumaCon downtown. Like, when you are impressed with your own people creating, then it just makes you feel better than just seeing the same stuff over and over and over again. A lot of black indie comic creators don't get as much shine as other comic creators, and I'm just doing what I can, my part, to change that as much as possible, especially in the city of Detroit. With Detroit, we have a hard time supporting our own. So I try to make sure I have enough stuff that's dope enough for people to want it. So that's my whole mission. And then with the film festival, and with the film festival, it's the International Black Film Festival. This year, we have some of the best indie short films out internationally and nationally. So we have a lot of prominent short films this year that I've been gifted the permission to have Detroit premieres, like The Black Heart. That's a really big short film. Summer of Gods, Woman Outside, that's starring Yolanda Walsh. from The Get Down on Netflix. So it's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. But yeah, with MechaCon, it's not only comic books, but it's also novels. It's also literacy of other kinds. We have live artists like artist Jason Phillips, Trey Isaac. We have three huge panels, the Women in Comics panel, Women in Comics International. Regine Sawyer is over it, and she's actually going to be here this year moderating the panel. We have the Black Speculative Arts Movement panel, and Black Speculative Arts Movement is a convention I also throw. That's the one that I throw out of state to different universities and colleges along with Dr. Renato Anderson. So we're having a panel that's centered on Afrofuturism, Afro-Blackness, Black speculative fiction, Black science fiction. So that's that panel. Okay. And then lastly, the other panel we have is Back to Black Accuracy versus Acceptance in Today's Comics, because you can have Black characters in there, but A, who's writing them, and then B, how accurate are you portraying the people in the community? Because that's, you know, that's the responsibility. You know, if you're going to write it and you're going to draw it, make sure that it's accurate. So that's what that panel is about. And there's a lot of prominent people on that panel, also including Brandon Thomas and Stephen Harris. Regine will actually be on that panel. Tony Patrick. Carl Bowlers. So we want to make sure these panels are, like, really good panels, you know, because a lot of people come to Comic-Cons just for panels. So I wanted to make sure that we had enough this year. But we have about 50 vendors from all across the United States, very good comic creators, artists, writers, publishers. We have a lot of different workshops all day as well. We have screenwriting, storyboard, art. Gil Ashby, Professor Gil Ashby, he's actually doing a live art workshop with live models. So there's a lot going on.
Right,
Saturday.
I have to, I have to tell you, my 9-year-old nephew went last year, and he had such a good time. He was able to talk all things comics with the vendors, and he was completely blown away. So I want to thank you for that really good description. Yeah. He had such a good time, and his mom and his grandmother have some plans for him to kind of participate next year. So I talked to them, you know, a little while ago. I said, MechaCon is coming up, and they're like, well, I know. So it's really exciting for the young people to get involved, and I know that you really encourage that. That is so excellent, and I want to congratulate you on the third year of it. How do you get everybody on board for this? Because like you said, you have the 50 vendors, you got comic creators, you have authors and workshop leaders and panel discussions and artists and all of that, and people really buy into it. What do you think it is about MechaCon that draws all these entities to it and say, yes, Maya, we want to participate?
Authenticity. People know I may have a strong personality, but I'm authentic with what I do. So that would probably be the largest reason that I get certain people coming to MechaCon. You know, they know I'm going to work hard to promote them. They know I'm going to work hard to promote the event in itself. You know, they understand why I'm doing this. Even if Detroit doesn't come out, you know, as a huge turnout, they know that why I'm doing it. Like, I care about the children coming more than anybody. I care about the youth, the teenagers, the college students. I care about that more than anything, because we really have to push literacy in our community. It's very important. If you could take your child to the movies to see Captain America, surely you can buy them books as well. You know,
absolutely.
It started as a book, so. You know, and it's a lot of people that I know that were illiterate until their parents started giving them comic books, and that's how they decided to start reading. And I know a lot of people like that, a lot of people. So, you know, comic books promote literacy. It really does. So it's very important. You know, it encourages creativity in our people. It encourages their minds to form into what they feel like forming it into. It encourages writing. It encourages artwork. You know, comic books are very important in the community, so I'm always going to push them.
Right. Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am. I don't think we do. It's great to hear that message. And I'm gonna continue on with talking to the authors, and then I'm gonna bring it back around to the convention.
Okay.
Time that I have, but don't go away because I'm gonna bring you back too. But I want to go on to Kenya Moss Dine. Ms. Dine, welcome back to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
Hello, you are so welcome. So Daymares is your book, and it's described as 7 disturbing little tales of terror. Tell us about those 7 little tales of terror.
Well, when I was on your show before, I was on for another genre that I write, but I think I told you then that horror and, you know, sci-fi and just dark fiction is really my first love. So Daymares, I published a little over 2 years ago, and that's a collection of that each kind of have a connection to something. You know, I open up each one with a little backstory of what it relates to in my life, maybe something that happened to me growing up or something that my grandmother told me. So there's 7 different stories. They range from, you know, stories about a woman who's pregnant with a child from her lover that she absolutely despises. So, and it goes back to my grandmother telling us, you know, be careful who you give yourself to because, you know, they leave a part of themselves with you. So that's the story of Baby Mine. It's in Daymares. She's pregnant by someone that she really hates. And it's a very, very dark story. And it kind of teaches, each one kind of has a message, or it kind of teaches that message kind of, you know, be careful what you end up with. And I just also wanted to say that I'm really excited about being at MechaCon because I've been kind of consulting about turning Daymares into a graphic novel. So I think this is going to be a perfect place for me to be surrounded by, you know, all of the great comic book talent.
It is. That is, yeah, that is excellent. You'll get some good connections out of that. I'm so glad, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that, so that you can, you know, move forward with that particular intention. Thank you.
Yes.
And so I'm moving on to Zigzag Claiborne. I understand the Brothers Jetstream Leviathan is all about adventure. So give us some of the details about what goes on with the Brothers Jetstream, Zigzag.
Well, they go from Detroit to Atlantis to almost outer space. I mean, I put them through the ringer. They go everywhere in this book. And I wanted to do a book that was just celebrated the imagination because like Crown was saying, the imagination is the gateway to everything. You know, people, especially people in Detroit, we're creators. We are at our best when we're creating something, and the imagination is what leads that. So I wanted to write a book that was just as wild as I could make it, as fun as I could make it. It's a comic book in novel form.
Okay.
And it's got a gigantic psychic whale in it.
It's got what, say again?
So it's got a gigantic psychic whale.
Oh, a psychic whale. Okay.
Yeah, that's where Leviathan comes into play.
Right. Okay.
It's a wild book, but a lot of fun to read.
Okay, excellent. So I understand that you all have an evening of book signings tomorrow at Source Booksellers. Tell me a little bit about that. And Maya, I know you've got the times for everybody that everybody will be on.
Yes. They're from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. I don't have it in front of me, but it is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Give me a second. Let me go there.
Nope. Okay, I think Leah is up first at 5, and then Kenya is doing her signing at 6, and I think Zigzag is doing his signings at 8. Is that what you all have, too?
Yes, now that you're saying it, yes, because I personally get
okay.
it. Yep.
Very good. That's going to be a great event tomorrow from 5 to 8 at Source Booksellers at 4240 Cass Avenue in Detroit in Midtown. So let's bring it back around to MechaCon. And Kenya brought it back a little bit for herself and what she's looking for out of it. But I'm just going to throw out a question to each of you, and anybody can answer except Maia. I don't want Maia to answer because I think she already did answer this question, but why is MechaCon important to you as an author? And anybody can jump in.
I guess I'll jump in. I think it's
say your
important.
Name. Let us let us.
Oh, this
say
is
your
Leah.
Name. Okay,
this
thank
is Leah
you,
Vernon.
Leah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important because I think like before she came on the line, I call her Crown. Before Crown came
mm-hmm.
on the line, we were talking about filling that gap. And when
mm-hmm.
I was younger, I was very much so into literature. I was very much so into reading these sci-fi books. And let me tell you, not one of them, even like the classics or the non-classics, they didn't have anyone who looked like me. So when I was
mm.
younger, I imagined myself to be this adventurous white woman or white male
mm.
character. You know what I mean? It wasn't like,
mm-hmm.
it was nothing to do with me being, you know, a young black girl who liked X-Men and Sailor Moon and anime. They didn't have that. So MechaCon is so important, just like Crown was saying, is just mainly for the children because they need to know that we will be in the future. We are in the past. We are in the present. We like sci-fi. We can write science fiction. We can write dystopian or Afrofuturism. We can do those things successfully and support one another. It's just so important to have representation that's accurate in these days and times. So that's why I think this is so important, and I'm so glad that Crown reached out to me. So,
thank you.
Oh, okay, excellent. Okay, who wants to go next?
Well, I agree entirely with what Leah just said. It's like, you know, because I came at science fiction too from that same vantage point that I rarely saw myself
mm-hmm.
in the entertainment that I love. You know, I come from Star Trek and Outer Limits and things like that, which were great shows,
mm-hmm.
but there were few and far between black men of any kind of power in these shows. So as a writer, I love what MechaCon does because it shows our kids we are doing this. You know, there are science
mm-hmm.
fiction writers in Detroit. There are comic creators in Detroit. There are horror writers in Detroit. We are doing everything here, but they won't know that unless they see us. And when they see us, you can see their eyes just pop open. And I love that.
Right, right. Okay, thank you, Zigzag. And now, Kenya.
Hello?
Kenya?
Oh.
Yes, Kenya. Can you say what... why is MechaCon important to you in addition to you wanting to network to see how to get your book turned into a graphic novel? What else is important to you about MechaCon?
Well, I'm excited because I'm also bringing down my teenage son.
mm-hmm.
It's my first time coming down both as an author and as a visitor, and I'm bringing my son and his friends who are super excited to be there.
Awesome.
But yeah, I think it's going to be, I was saying, I don't even know how I'm going to man my own table because it's so much that I want to do. I want to go to the film festival. I want to go meet everybody. So I don't know how I'm going to work that out. I'm going to be all over the place. I'm just, you know, it's so many people that I want to meet. I'm looking at all of the artwork of the comic book artists that are going to be there. It's just going to be a wonderful day.
mm-hmm.
I hope to meet you know, that are interested in my books also, but I'm just going to be a big fan myself.
Ah, okay, good. It's a good day to be able to do that. Now, we're winding down a little bit, but before we go, I want everybody to let our listeners know where you are online and how they can find you. Maya, let everybody know the how they can find out more about MechaCon. We've talked about it, but if they want to read up about it, where do they go?
Well, they could start off with the hashtag. It's hashtag MechaCon 2016, MECCACON
mm-hmm.
2016. As far as social media, finding me, if anything that's free, I'm logged on. So if I can hustle for free, I'm there. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, everything in between. If they have something new next week, I'll probably register on that if it's going to help me get Detroit to come out of their house and support literacy. So I'm
mm-hmm.
everywhere. Look
oh.
up MechaCon
oh.
and it's all over the place.
Okay.
All the
great.
Website
and
MechaCon.wordpress.com.
Okay, MechaCon.wordpress.com. Thank you, ma'am. And Leah Vernon, what is your website address?
Mine is LeahVernon.com. So basically you'll see the short stories that I have, and also you'll be able to get a synopsis of my novel, Impure. And then as far as, like, Instagram, my Instagram account is lvernon2000.
Okay. And you spell your name L-E-A-H, leahvernon.com is the website. Thank you so much. And Kenya Moss Dime, what's your web address?
Yes, mine is kenyamossdime.com, and from there you can find links to all of the other social network sites that I'm on.
Okay, and Dine is D-Y-N-E, that's K-E-N-Y-A-M-O-S-S-D-Y-M-E. Thank you, ma'am. And Zigzag, what's your web address?
You can find me at writeonwriteon.com, and the first write is W-R-I-T-E, then the next one is R-I-G-H-T. And Twitter, I'm at ZZ Claiborne.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you all so much. And just if you could just everybody shout out one word that is important to you about writing.
Amazing.
Expression.
Creativity.
Okay, amazing expressions, creativity. I have one more. I'm missing somebody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Passionate. When I went wrong.
Passionate. Okay, we got amazing expressions, creative and passionate, and that is everything that you all are. And I want to thank you so much for being on Michigan Literary Network Radio. It's important work that you all do. It's important that we in the city and all across the country support MechaCon and support the work of these authors, black authors and authors of people of color, comic book writers and comic book creators, graphic novels and everybody. It's a whole big old world out there. And I want to thank you all for being part of it and for participating and for being on the show today.
Well, thank you so much.
You are so right. Welcome. So you all take care now.
Be well.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Good night. And that is it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to thank Maia Crown Williams, Leah Vernon, Kenya Moss Dine, and Zigzag Claiborne for being on the show today. Be sure again to check out MechaCon this weekend at the Detroit Public Library. Lots of things going on that you may not even have never thought about. So go out and check it out. That's it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. Remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on BlogCom next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff. Stay tuned. Keep your eyes open for next week's guests. I'm getting it together. And my name, again, is Andrea Daniel, right here for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you out there for listening in. I do appreciate you for being there. And have a good rest of your evening. Live a good story and write a good story if you feel so inclined to do so. Until next week, good night.